fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the first day of June, year of our Lord 2012. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We do have some interesting earth change headlines. All things being equal, we should have Ann Morrison joining us here in a few moments. And here we go with Earth Change headlines from StanDayo.com. Going first to the East Coast, United States. Tropical storm Beryl, tornado, destroys or damages 68 homes. Going across to Russia, over 1,000 earthquakes recorded in Azerbaijan this year. Going to Pakistan, worries that a 7.5 earthquake may hit Quetta, Pakistan. It's Q-U-E-T-T-A. Going over to California, the second earthquake in 2 days occurs off the Southern California coast. Still in California, San Andreas earthquake fault in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Large quakes more frequent than previously thought. Going south to Costa Rica, preventive alert declared for 3 Costa Rican volcanoes. Still in South America, Colombia volcano prompts evacuations. Going back over to Russia, Kamchatka volcano blasts powerful ash, explosions, plumes. Next headline, supervolcanoes may have shorter fuse than thought. Build-up to eruption may take only hundreds or thousands of years. Next headline, how to predict a supervolcano eruption. And then we got headlines from India and Chile. Rain-triggered landslides strand 4,000 tourists in India, and Chile mudslide leaves over 3,000 stranded. Exciting stuff, isn't it? Very exciting. Well, we've had an interesting week, and I've got my sources are telling me that more information will be coming in this evening or over the weekend. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to get this information concerning the events that we're concerned about. Here's our first break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the first day of June. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She's a proprietor of an excellent website that can help you locate things you may not know even exist. Just go to my links page at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to my links page at thelibertyman.com and scroll down to the white picket fence. Click on it, you'll be at homeland-security4u.com. Pretty quick. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, it's a beautiful day here. The skies are clear. We've had clouds for the last 2 days. Other people in this region got an inch of rain. I got a hundredth of an inch of rain.
We got a fraction of an inch at my place, too. My rain gauge is out of service at the moment, but it was probably maybe a quarter inch or less. The ambassador from Japan is making some very serious, very concerning statements about the Fukushima reactor number 4 and how it could bring if it blew up, it could end civilization as we know it. It's pretty disturbing stuff, isn't it?
Well, that would be that would be bigger than Chernobyl, because as we know, Chernobyl did not change the world too much. I mean, we did have radiation that came across the United States from Chernobyl, and actually it circled the globe about four times before they stopped reporting on it. It's probably still up there, and it's probably still dropping on us.
Right, right. Well, it affected, of course, Central Europe, where Chernobyl is located. But the Fukushima reactor number 4, I believe, has enough material there to affect the entire northern hemisphere, doesn't it?
Well, okay, let's just briefly go over what we're talking about here for those listeners that don't, that haven't been part of this conversation.
Right, right.
Okay, the reactor number 4 was down when the earthquake struck and the tsunami rushed water into the northeastern part of Japan. And because it was down for maintenance, they had moved all the fuel rods into the spent fuel pool. And you try saying that fast on a early in the morning. And what the spent fuel pool is where they put the nuclear rods that are no longer suitable for creating electricity. In other
words,
they've worn out. That doesn't mean they're not radioactive. They keep them underwater so they can keep them cool. They circulate the water around them, and they have them in the geometry that they keep them fixed in the geometry so that they're not close enough to each other that they would interact with each other. But they're putting off neutrons, and they're putting, you know, they're doing what radioactivity does. It decays. And when it decays, it heats up, and in some cases it puts out really nasty stuff, stuff that you wouldn't want to be around. So they had this, where they had built this thing was on the fourth story. It was on the roof of the building there, of Reactor 4 building. So it was suspended in space. I mean, it was, I've heard it described by Chris from Delaware as on stilts.
Well, it was.
He says that essentially it had four support posts running up those three stories to the bottom of the spent fuel pool, and then, of course, it had a wall, a supporting wall, on two sides. Now, he says that the wall is starting to crush on the, let's see, it would be on the southeast side. We're talking about the southwest side of that building.
Right.
And he's saying that there's starting to be a crumbling, a crushing, a crushing of the wall on the other side of the building. Now, he's just waiting, and I think that the ambassador from Japan is very concerned because we expect aftershocks from that earthquake to continue for the next 20 and 30 years, and they are still waiting for 7.8. That one, the original one was an 8.8, I believe.
Right.
And they know that there could still be a 7.8. Well, what we're seeing are the 5s and the 6s, and yeah, they're aftershocks, but when the 7.8 comes, you're going to know it. But it wouldn't take that big an earthquake, apparently, I didn't finish the story. So we've got the spent fuel rods in the pool, and they're circulating the water around it. Why do they circulate the water around it? To keep it cool, because they don't want it to heat up. Now, they had gone into maintenance on reactor number 4, so they had removed all the fuel rods from reactor number 4 and put them in the spent fuel rod pool. So we have not only the spent fuel rods, but also the fuel rods in that pool. And, of course, when the electricity went down, when the offside electricity went down, the circulation of the water stopped. I mean, there was no more pumping of water to things down. Now, they tried spraying in seawater, and that was pretty disastrous because they created some even more toxic, like radioactive sodium and radioactive chloride, chlorine, and other things that you really don't want to see. Radioactive boron, I think, was one of those mentioned. Although I think boron is used as the neutron capture element. Anyway, so they have a real problem there. They finally got regular water pumping through there, but you know they have to keep it pumping through there. So what do you do with the water that comes out of that spent fuel pool. And
good
I
question.
Call it,
what do they do with it?
Well, they dug trenches, and they had a system of trenches. And the trenches filled up, and they overflowed, and the stuff went into the ocean.
No boy.
And they can't get close enough to it. I mean, they've been over at reactor number one now for some time, and they built a cover over it. I don't know if it's activated yet or not. And they're talking about a cover over reactor number two, but reactor number four, they can't even get close to the thing because it's got the fuel rods from reactor number four and the spent fuel rods. And it just keeps getting hotter and hotter. So,
I remember the article I read this morning that was at, I believe, TEPCO, T-E-P-C-O, the company responsible for doing all this, doesn't have the money to do it right.
Well, the government needs to supply the money. I mean,
well,
this
obviously.
This is
something, and of course this goes into the politics and culture of Japan. They are basically not soliciting or accepting help from outside Japan, are they?
No. They have a saving face mentality.
Right.
And it's very strong. And they're willing to die for it.
I mean, oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a mindset that's difficult for Westerners to comprehend. But what you're saying is absolutely true, Anne.
And my understanding is they bought some land in India. And they are in the process of relocating people from Japan to whatever land. I haven't found on the map exactly where this land is located. But apparently they're moving. They're evacuating people from Japan to India, probably as fast as they can.
India.
India, yeah. If you find any information about that, let me... Well, you know, they got the expertise, and India wants the nuclear stuff. Pakistan
right.
just shot off a rocket that was nuclear-tipped capable.
Right.
And I think
right.
India did, too, recently, a ballistic missile. In any case, so that we've got this fissionable material. Fissionable means that it can create a nuclear reaction, kind of like a bomb, kind of like an H bomb or an A bomb. And what they're trying to do is that right now the rods, they think, are still separated enough so that they won't create a fissionable event. But at the next, there could be an earthquake. And if it were located just right, and if it were at the right magnitude, and of course we know we're having a series of earthquakes over there, and we expect to have a series of earthquakes over there for the next 20 years, it's just a matter of time before that. I mean, there's no way to reinforce it. They can't get close to it. And they're lucky if they can keep water on it. So, to keep it cool enough. So they're just, you know, what can you do? You got a dragon by the tail, and, they think that if it were to fall and dump that water, the rods would crush together and there could be a significant explosion. We already know from the explosions that have occurred from reactor one where we had the hydrogen explosion.
Right.
That plume was measured and we saw it on the University of Maryland website. They tracked it into the United States, into the middle of the country, into
really?
The Midwest. On some occasions, yes, they followed the jet stream. Well, right now, the jet stream is coming across coming in through the border between Canada and the United States. And it's coming across and it's dipping into the Midwest, right about Kansas, and then it's going. You remember when I told you that my fears were that the jet stream was going to stop? Well, right now, it's not stopped yet. It's still going. But it looks like a sine wave. In other words, it's not going from west to east. We like our weather to come from the west.
Right.
We don't like it to come from the north or from the south. All our weather models are...
Hold that thought, Anne. We got a break. We'll be right there.
business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back with a gentleman's life. This is John Moore. It is Friday, the first day of June. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. If you want to see her website, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com, go to my links page, scroll down to the white picket fence and click on it. We've been talking this morning about the Fukushima, Japan nuclear reactor number 4. It's a General Electric reactor. The three General Electric engineers resigned 30 years ago in protest over General Electric failing to make blueprints to build this thing that were adequate to withstand the kind of problems that, of course, came up a year ago. So the design was flawed from the beginning with this. All the reactors of this type. I believe, Ann, there's, what, 4 or 6 of these exact same reactors in the United States?
There are a series of GE reactors, and some of them are the Generation 4. Some of them are the earlier versions. And even the later versions suffer from some of the same safety problems. I mean, they didn't do a whole lot to fix the problems. There was a wake-up call when there was that earthquake, the 5.8 earthquake in Virginia, and North Anna went down because of the earthquake. And, then they discovered a lot of design flaws, and they're currently trying to
Flaws were pointed out by their own engineers 30 years ago, who made the recommendations to have a good, strong reactor, and for whatever reason, probably cost savings, General Electric Management turned down the engineers, and they went ahead and proceeded building these defective reactors 30 years ago. And so it was a flawed design from the beginning. They had their early warning at the very beginning from their own engineers internally that the design was defective. It's just a tragedy on top of tragedy, all arising from the greed of General Electric's corporate management.
Well, you know, these big companies, they have different cultures, and it just depends on who's at the top. I was very fortunate to work for a company whose top guy was an engineer, and he put engineering first, and it made a big difference. You know, I learned to respect that, and when I then later moved to another aerospace company and discovered that that wasn't the case, that sometimes it's not engineers at the top, sometimes it's bean counters or
That's
whatever
right,
you want to call
we call the accountants, bean counters. We have a caller here, Sam in Nebraska. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Where is Sam?
Sam, can you hear me?
Well, maybe Sam is away from his radio. Sometimes people listen to the radio instead of us. I mean, they're on the telephone, and the time delay gets them confused. Anyway, and this Fukushima matter is not going to go away anytime soon, is it?
No, it looks like it's going to get worse. Anyway, as I was saying, there were plumes, and they were followed, and they were plotted for the public up on the University of Maryland website. Now, if this reactor number 4 should fall down and the worst case happens, which would be that the water runs out and the fuel rods pile against each other, there could be an explosion much like Chernobyl or greater. If the ambassador from Japan is afraid, then I think they've already done the napkin calculation and decided that it's going to be worse than Chernobyl. And that stream of radiation will come across the ocean to the United States. There's no doubt about it. You don't have to even think about it. Because, for one thing, in the ocean itself, now we're getting the debris from Japan. But these particles will rise up to the jet stream level, and the jet stream will carry them. I believe that it was within 4 or 5 days that the original plume of radiation from Japan reached the west coast of the United States. Now, at that time, the jet stream was going up the west coast of the United States from south to north and then across to the Great Lakes and then the northeast, and it got pretty small by the time it got out over Greenland. But some of it was noted as reaching England and Britain. So right now, if you let's say it were to happen right now the jet stream, it cuts right in between the border of the United States and Canada, so it would go into southern British Columbia and Washington State, and then it cuts down, and it comes down as far as Kansas, and that's right in the middle of the Midwest. And so that would mean that it would be over Nebraska and South Dakota and Montana. And
that's our grain belt. We got Sam back. Good morning, Sam.
Right. Hi, Sam.
John, thank you for the show. I have a quick question for you. Has there been any updates on the Spetsnaz troops movement? I know that's not on the topic right now, but it's important to me if you can answer that.
Well, I talk to my contacts about every 2 or 3 days. No particular updates at the moment. I expect some information over the weekend. I'm not even sure if it's connected to Spetsnaz as much as just general geopolitical matters in this country. Just stay tuned, and when something hot comes up, it'll be on the air.
Yeah, and I sure thank you. A lot of us guys here, all we got here as far as knowing what's going on, and God bless you, and thank you for your show.
Thank you, Sam. We got a bottom of the hour break, and hold on. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Morning. It is Friday, the first day of June. A few more days, about 30 days, a year will be half over. How about that? We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. If you want to see her website, just go to my homepage at thelibertyman.com, my links page, and scroll down to the white picket fence. Freeze-dry, guys, May special, of course, expired yesterday. We do not yet have a June special. I'm looking here at his website, and here's some of the things he offers. In addition to freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, first aid kits, survival tools, water filters, solar power devices, sleeping bags, backpacks, books, and DVDs. Just a lot of interesting things. A Sparky fire starter, which is a really neat one-hand fire starter that you'll find there that will help you with your preparedness needs. FreezeDryGuy.com is his website. The toll-free order line out there on the left coast, Pacific business hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. That's where you'll find the energy cleaner for sale, $275, shipping included. It will help mitigate pain and other health-related conditions. All there at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations, by the way. If you need some clarity and focus as to what you're doing, you may find a one-hour consultation will give you that clarity and focus that you've been looking for. All the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free auto line also. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I had a listener from Sweden wanted me to return his call. Sir, if you're listening, the phone number I got from you doesn't seem to work. You can send me an email at thelibertyman@aol.com. Anyway, we're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. We're talking this morning about the events surrounding the Fukushima, Japan, nuclear reactor number 4, the threat that it poses to civilization. These ambassadors, and regardless of what country they're from, ambassadors tend to be shall we say, conservative in what they say the majority of the time. That's their training, that's their expertise, is to not make flippant statements, not make sensational statements. And for the ambassador from Japan to be saying things like he is about the possibility of civilization ending as we know it, I find that very alarming and very disturbing, don't you?
Well, I think that the civilization in Japan is over as they know it. If they're already evacuating people, they know that the end is near for Japan.
Right. Now, that's, I believe, the third largest economy in the world, isn't it, after the United States and China?
I believe that's right. And it's truly amazing. But we knew that when the first reactor blew up, we knew that that was the beginning of the end because of the radioactive. Entropy. You know what entropy is? Entropy is where everything in the universe is spread out, and there's no peaks and no valleys. And that radiation is going to follow the laws of thermodynamics, and that includes entropy, and that means it's going to get spread out all over Japan. There's no keeping it. You can't stop it. It's not something that you can stop. It's going to happen. I mean, they try to contain it in nuclear reactors, and even there they have a hard time keeping it under control.
Right. I find it rather ironic that it's been revealed in the last year since this event that there are ancient stone, when I say ancient, centuries old stone markers. Back from the coastline, stone markers saying, basically, don't build any closer to the ocean than here. have you seen those?
Well, I haven't, but I've heard you talk about them.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of a volcanic event that's brewing in Greece. And right now, all we're seeing is earthquakes, but there is a volcano. And the last time that it went off, there was a 150-foot tsunami that wiped out the population of Crete.
Oh, yes, Crete. They had a very advanced civilization. I talk about this every once in a while. That civilization was building four-story buildings that had flush toilets 4,000 years ago. Amazing.
Well, so we know that was in 64 B.C., so we know that these events have occurred, and we know that populations have been wiped out. And, yes, that cloud of radiation will come across the Pacific Ocean and will impact the health of our population here because it will rain out of the sky. That doesn't mean that it'll just come down in the rain. It'll be always falling.
Right.
Won't be able to see it, you won't be able to hear it, you won't be able to taste it, you won't be able to feel it, you won't be able to smell it, but it'll be there.
Exactly.
So I want to recommend to your listeners or to our listeners that they get some kind of radiation detector so they know what food is safe. Personally, right now I'm not buying anything that comes out of the West Coast.
Well, that's probably a smart thing. We got some callers on hold here, a couple of them. The first one is Mike in Maryland. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always, and great guest. I'm recuperating from surgery right now, so I have the time to listen to your great show live and call in. And I want to ask a couple of very important, prescient questions about the radiation situation, but if you'll indulge me, I'd like to digress for a minute and talk about preparedness that you proselytize about. And let me just tell you about precious metals. The surgery that I went through, I needed the copay, and I'm kind of short of cash. So I cashed in $90 face value worth of Kennedy halves, and I got $900.
Good.
And then, and I probably could have gotten a better price if I would have gone through a Patriot dealer. But guess how much I paid for that $900 worth of silver that I cashed in? I paid roughly $220.
Good for you, Mark.
And so that's just one example, folks, of how John Moore and others on the Patriot/Truth Network talk about precious metals. Now, I'm short of money for groceries, so I'm going to dip into some of the freeze-dried food that I got to help supplement my grocery bill. And I have nearly a year supply of freeze-dried food. I will go through it. You know, I might just go through maybe a month's worth, but that'll get me over this temporary hump. So that's just one example.
Right.
And so everything John Moore talks about, you know, it will definitely help you when the, you know what, hits the fan, but in these temporary bumps and vicissitudes of life, it'll get you through, and it helped me tremendously. But let me ask you this really nice lady here some questions. You know how you have a reoccurring nightmare, you know, over and over again, and within several months after the initial Fukushima disaster, I kept hearing kind of like rumors or stories kind of on the fringe, alternative media, of mass evacuations of the Tokyo-Yokohama region of Japan. And then as time went on, I've been hearing that from more and more credible sources, from Natural News to others, of 40 million people. Do you think it's possible that they would have to eventually evacuate the entire population of Japan within the next year or sooner? Is that within the realm of possibility?
You have a comment on that, Ann?
Well, I don't know if it'll be within the next year. We know the radiation. We know that the food in Tokyo is contaminated. And we know that the food in South Korea is contaminated. And I suspect that it's contaminated in mainland China, too.
Gee.
But Tokyo isn't that far from Fukushima. They've still got the southern part of the country. And it'll take a while for the radiation to get throughout the land. But so I wouldn't say within the next year. And those people, like John said, they save face. They're not going to admit that a little bit of radiation is going to hurt them. And the people will stay there. There are people right now that want to move back into their homes that are close to Fukushima. And they say, well, that's my land. That's where my ancestors are. I want to be close to my ancestors. Well, they're going to be really close to their ancestors.
Yeah, they're going to be real close to them.
Let me ask one more question.
Go ahead, Mike.
Sure.
Within a couple of the month or two after the Fukushima disaster, I started taking seaweed kelp on a regular basis, and I stopped taking it. I probably need to start taking it again. But for me, living on the East Coast of the United States in the D.C. metro area, the optimum question is, when should I take those, what are those pills called?
Potassium iodine.
Huh?
Potassium iodine.
Yeah, potassium iodine. When should, I've heard that there's dangers of taking it if you don't really specifically need it because it could damage something or some parts of your body. I don't know if that's true or not. And if that's true, well, when should we take it? And when do you think, at least for people on the East Coast, How do we know when we need to start taking potassium iodine? How do you know when that eventuality, criticality arrives?
Well, I'm going to assume that should there be a nuclear explosion over there at Fukushima reactor number 4, that the EPA will again put out their temporary dosimeters and tell us when that radiation reaches the United States. But just as a rough guide, you know, in case you don't have that information, is that it takes about 4 or 5 days for the jet stream to carry those radioactive particles over to the west coast of the United States. It takes another day or so for that to reach the the Midwest, and then it takes another day for it to reach the north. And it'd probably go up through the northeast, but you can't count on that because this jet stream is so strange right now. And so what I'm trying to tell you is sometime between seven, probably at least a week, and the half-life of iodine is only 8 days.
Right.
So it's going to be pretty well washed out. In other words, half of it's going to be gone by the time it gets to you.
Maybe we need to help out, Mike, here a little bit with some technical stuff. The pills you take, the potassium iodide, they will concentrate in your thyroid, and this helps prevent the radioactive iodine from concentrating in your thyroid because that space is already taken up by the good stuff that you've taken orally. It's not 100% protection from all forms of radiation. It's a form of protection from only that one type, which would be radioactive iodine. So if that helps, Mike, keep your supply handy. When you see the radiations coming your way, then you and your loved ones can take the potassium iodide to displace and make sure that the radioactive iodine has no place to go in your thyroid.
Are there any physical dangers from taking it at all?
Too much. There would be the possibility of overdose is probably a real thing, and I would defer to the people who manufacture it about the possibility of overdose.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much for your time. I hope I didn't take too much of it.
No problem. We appreciate the call, Mike. And we got a regular caller here, Rodney in Illinois. Good morning, Rodney.
Hi, John. And
hi, Rodney.
And I've got something that might be of interest.
Yeah.
For many of them, as a brother is the builder of CAS. He built a...
Rodney, we're only getting about every third or fourth word. Are you on a normal telephone or some kind of computer-assisted device? Rodney, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get a better telephone. We just can't hear what you're saying. Rodney is a regular caller, and I don't know what's going on, but it sounds to me like some kind of computer-assisted telephone, doesn't it? And
yes, it does. Or he's on a cell phone and he's walking around.
Possibly. A weak signal on a cell phone would do that. So, Rodney, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but we need a stronger signal. We can only hear about every third or fourth word. Anyway, these concerns are real. The radiation coming from Fukushima, Japan, is no fantasy. It's a bona fide threat to the entire Northern Hemisphere, including much of North America, depending on where the jet stream is blowing. That 200-mile-an-hour wind that's 5 miles above our heads, it generally goes from west to east, but does these wild gyrations north and south along the way, doesn't it, Dan?
Well, it has recently in the last 4 or 5 years. I never saw such a jet stream. Normally it goes from west to east. It falls off of the Rocky Mountains, and it warms up as it falls, and it comes across the Midwest, and then it exits out of New England. But that is not what's happening. It's making a sine wave pattern, and right now it's dipping down from British Columbia, Washington State into the Corn Belt, into the middle of the Midwest, and then rising again up through the Great Lakes and out over Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire.
So
anybody under that is subject to radiation from Fukushima. You know, we're very fortunate here where we live because we have thunderstorms, and those thunderstorm tops go through the jet stream. I mean, they just punch through it. So any radiation that's in the air gets washed out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's good. We have Rodney is back. Good morning, Rodney.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to make this quick. My brother's built several apps, a free RBN app, and a couple of earthquake and geo-event type monitoring applications that the spikes of download seems to, every time there's a major earthquake, people go looking for an app, and I thought I'd help him promote it by giving out his website where these can be found.
Please do. Let's hear it. Do it twice slowly, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's rodev.net. That's Romeo, October, Delta, Echo, Victor. RowDev.net. RowDev.net.
Right.
And one earthquake type is free. The other one is much better for a dollar. And I'm just helping him do a little promotion
on
that.
And that's important. People need to have access to good information like that. And we appreciate your call, Rod. Anything else
all right,
for this morning?
Thank you, guys. Bye.
And I want to thank Rodney's brother, too, because I was just up on the USGS website, and the latest earthquake they posted is May 29th. So
what?
That's four. Yes. I mean, that's 4 days ago.
Oh, that's incredible. Here's our last break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the first day of June. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. There's a link on my links page to Ann's website. And then we have another caller here. This is a somewhat regular caller from the beautiful mountains of western North Carolina. Charlene. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning. I've got a lot I want to share with people. First of all, if they will go to ENENews.com, that will give you updates on Fukushima, on you know, nuclear incidents in the United States, Canada, and so forth. And this website is updated usually several times a day. It's a very good source of information about nuclear events by region. Also, if your listeners will go to YouTube and try to watch as many videos as you can featuring Dr. Helen Caldicott, C-A-L-D-I-C-O-T-T, who is a physician in Boston, and she's been speaking out against the nuclear industry and the dangers of radiation for over 30 years. And she has reliable information that she shared.
Spell Dr. Helen's last name again.
Caldicott. That's capital C-A-L-D-I-C-O-T-T. Dr. Helen Caldicott,
gotcha.
Originally from Australia.
Okay.
Okay. Also, I didn't know if Anna's aware. It's been coming out recently, primarily on YouTube, about the mutated dandelions, strawberries, and so forth in Michigan. Within the last couple of days, there's been a report about a baby bird born in Northampton, Massachusetts, that had like two heads, I think, and three beaks or whatever. I'm not, you know, I mean, that's another mutation. So I think with the plants, it's called like fascination or something like that. But there were already reports in Japan about the mutation of plants. Also, people may not know that they're burning nuclear waste from Fukushima throughout Japan. So therefore, basically, really nothing is safe from Japan. And Dr. Chris Busby has said on a YouTube video that he thinks the reason that they are deliberately burning nuclear waste from Fukushima all over Japan is that he suspects something very sinister, namely that they will not, if later faced with lawsuits, be able to find a control group to say that these nuclear injuries were a direct result of Fukushima. Also, one final thing, and then I'm going to shut up. John, did you see that report by Gordon Duff on veterans today, within the last couple of days?
I have not. What's it reporting on?
It has absolutely about pushed me over the edge. I've been trying to follow this Fukushima story since the first week.
Charlene, we're out of time, my dear.
Huh?
Thank you. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll send it to you.
Ann, thank you very much. You have a great day. We'll do some radio later in the day. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Y'all be safe out there. Buy lots of ammunition. Never give up your guns. The code words for those of you behind enemy lines today, the ashtray is full. The ashtray is full. Have a great weekend. God bless America.